Welcome to SkyDome in Toronto, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Junior Felix. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Milt Kiler. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Chris Gomez. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, David Wells. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Olerud. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Huff. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Sprague. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Knorr. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rob Butler. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Juan Guzman. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Phillips. The throw from Knorr and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips moves to third. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Fryman hits a fly ball into left field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Trammell. The throw from Knorr and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There's a wild pitch. Trammell moves to third. Kirk Gibson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tettleton hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Schofield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tettleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tettleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Junior Felix is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Felix hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Knorr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Knorr and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Olerud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Huff takes first base on ball 4. Olerud moves to second. Ed Sprague batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sprague hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Sprague reaches second base with a double. Olerud scores. Huff goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knorr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sprague scores. It's 3-1, Blue Jays. Rob Butler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Butler strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Junior Felix is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Felix is 0-for-1 in the game. Felix hits a fly ball into left field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kyler bunts towards the mound. Guzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Tettleton moves to second. Two outs. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Olerud is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olerud strikes out. 1 out. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Huff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Huff hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Sprague batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sprague is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sprague hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 0-for-2 in the game. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guzman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Guzman. Fryman moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knorr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knorr hits a fly ball into right field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rob Butler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tettleton for the out. 1 out. Junior Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Felix is 0-for-2 in the game. Felix strikes out. 2 outs. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter is walked intentionally. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Olerud is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Olerud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Olerud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fryman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Huff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Huff hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sprague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sprague hits a fly ball into right field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knorr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knorr hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Huff moves to third. Rob Butler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. Schofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Huff scores. Knorr moves to third. It's 4-2, Blue Jays. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Castillo now pitching. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to second. Juan Samuel pinch runs for Mickey Tettleton. Junior Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Felix is 0-for-3 in the game. Felix hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Tigers 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Flaherty now catching. Gene Harris now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Olerud batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Olerud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Olerud takes first base on ball 4. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Huff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Olerud moves to second. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sprague is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sprague strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Darren Hall now pitching. Devin White now playing center field. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Kiler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kiler takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Chris Gomez. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiler moves to third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Phillips strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays 4, and Detroit Tigers 2. Goodbye from Skydome in Toronto.